It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Brady Bradford. He is the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. We're going to talk, got a COVID update, and then the governor came out and had a press conference talking about some things that are going to change as of March 31st. Where COVID is concerned. And, you know, it sounds like we're headed down the road to the end of this saga. Although it will never leave us, we're getting close to where the end is, and we maybe can see it in sight. Brady, how are you this morning?
It's good to be with you. I'm doing good. Thanks.
All right. Well, let's talk about how are we, I get the numbers, but how are we doing as a county and as a district or the area as far as COVID is concerned?
Yeah, over the last week, we had about 45-ish cases total. We had 32 or 33 in Carbon County, and I think 6 in Emory and 5 in Grand County, something like that. So, you know, from a numbers perspective, it's significantly better than we've seen in quite some time. We still have some of our vulnerable population that's being impacted a little bit, even though the numbers are small. You know, we have some hospitalizations and we still, you know, sadly have some deaths as a result of, you know, complications from COVID. But on a kind of a larger public health scale, it looks very good at the moment.
And yeah, I get those emails and it's very encouraging to see those things. And if people hear that and wonder, and as you and I were talking about, you know, it's one of those things that it's hard to judge. So we don't really even look at the high, moderate, low stages anymore because there are so many metrics that are dialed into that. Because Carbon, well, I think the whole area is still in a high area of concern.
Yeah, most of Utah really is. And those metrics served a purpose. They don't really mean as much anymore now that, frankly, for most of our cases that are positive, they're not noticing a whole lot of symptoms because many of them are vaccinated. And so it's just kind of for most people, a run-of-the-mill disease at this point. And so testing patterns have changed and reporting's changed. And so those metrics really aren't as meaningful as they used to be.
So let's talk about what Governor Cox came out and said. And the day March 31st is kind of a transition phase. Is that when it'll start as to what he was speaking to?
Well, from a state resource perspective, I know that's where they're targeting to really pull back on some of their mobile testing and mobile vaccination clinics and such. In reality, locally, it will mean that, you know, for many people, just like they would normally go to their doctor when they're sick with another illness, that's probably where they'll get tested. So testing resources won't be quite as widely available. Vaccines will still be available. Some of the data points that we've shown on our website will either be scaled back or removed because, you know, the quality of data coming in has really changed and isn't where it needs to be reliable and doesn't really inform our public health decisions anymore about where we're going or what we're doing. So really kind of just a lot of the resources will be pulled back and moved back to what they used to do at the state level or local level. We'll transition them to other programs.
So what this really means, and that was, we had talked about it before we came on, what we were talking about was the fact that he said in that state, in that press conference, that, you know, we want to get to the point where we treat this like we would any other seasonal respiratory illness. And that's why you're saying, you know, testing may be drawn back because if you're not feeling well, you just go to your doctor and your doctor can do the test still, even though, you know, they're not going to maybe have the mass testing clinics and that kind of thing anymore. So is that where we kind of want to be? Because as I said, this is never going away. So we just need to find a way to manage it on maybe a smaller scale.
Yeah, exactly. So that's called being in an endemic state of disease where you just know that that virus is part of the community and it makes the rounds. And so part of that scaling back, as you mentioned, means that most people that if they are positive, they won't get a call from anybody saying you have to isolate for X number of days and family members quarantine for X number of days. It's going to be a message of stay home if you're sick. Those are other kind of signals that, from a public health perspective, we know that our public has been educated. They know what to do, and we hope they do that, but they won't hear from one of us or at the health department, for every little sniffle.
And that's one of these things. Once again, he said he wanted to start. They want to start implementing by the end of March. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Okay. So those kinds of things are still a little ways down the road, but they're still coming. And if people need information or anything like this, they can always check out your website. You guys have a great website where you keep everything updated on there.
Yeah, the website. We're still available to chat if you have. You want to call in or send an email, any one of those methods we're still respond to quickly. And we're not certainly discounting the fact that this is here. It's just we recognize that as a community, we are in a completely different place now and a much better place than we were a little while ago.
All right. So we talked about all that stuff. Let's talk about some good stuff. You guys are moved.
Finally.
and let everybody know where you guys are at now and how this is going to differ from the building you were in before.
So we're just across the street in the old 7th District Courthouse building, and as well as the old Planning and Zoning building. We took up two spaces there, but the main entrance is the old 7th District Courthouse. We were able to gut that interior and remodel it completely. It looks great. We had a lot of access problems getting into our old building. We have an elderly population that comes in, new mothers. It was hard to cross that very deep irrigation ditch that got icy and slippery. And we were, every couple of days in the winter, we'd push somebody out of a spot where they were stuck. Our privacy and reception areas are really enhanced, so people don't feel like they're just piled one on top of the other. The client spaces where you're getting immunized or if you're having a WIC visit or whatever it may be, they're a lot more spacious and accommodating to groups of people. We have a lot of families that come in to receive services of one type or another, and I think they'll be much more comfortable there. If it came to it, we have the ability now to run a lot of people through our own facility for something like a vaccination clinic, whereas before we were out at the fairgrounds. And so we were thrilled to partner with the county in reusing these buildings, and we're very excited about how they're going to benefit Carbon and Emery County residents.
All right, so you guys are in the new building. You've got all this information on your website. If anybody wants to talk to somebody down there, what's the number down there at the health department? They can get a hold of someone.
435-637-3671.
All right, Brady, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you, Dave.
We've been speaking with Brady Bradford, the director of the Southeast Utah Health Department. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.